This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Odisha from today to attend the All India Conference of Director Generals of Police and Inspector Generals of Police in Bhubaneswar. Odisha is hosting the event for the first time, which will be attended by the Director Generals of Police of all the states and union territories, as well as the Chiefs of CRPF, RAW, NSG, Intelligence Bureau and SVG. Apart from Mr. Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and National Security Advisor Ajay Doval are also scheduled to attend the conference. The DGP's conference is likely to discuss important issues such as internal security, cybercrime, the Maoist menace, challenges posed by AI tools, the latest threats from drones and counter-terrorism, among other matters. Maharashtra caretaker Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde, BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis and NCP Chief Ajit Pawar yesterday met Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi to discuss about the government formation in the state. On the occasion, Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda was also present. Mr. Eknath Shinde has already said that he would not be an obstacle in the government formation in the state and go by the decision of the BJP central leadership regarding the top post in the state. The BJP-led Mahayuti has registered a landslide victory in the recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections. Later in a social media post, BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis expressed his gratitude for his support on the battlefield in the assembly elections in the state. He also credited Mr. Shah with inspiring and motivating the party workers. Gujarat is leading in installations of rooftop solar system under PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. In a written reply in Lok Sabha, Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Sripad Naik, informed that around 26 lakh applications have been received and more than 6,16,000 installations are completed in the country. With more than 2,81,000 installations, Gujarat is leading in the states. He added that in Maharashtra, more than 1,20,000 installations have been done. More than 51,000 rooftop solar systems are installed in Kerala and Uttar Pradesh. Applications under the scheme are open for all residential consumers of the country, and there is no state-wise allocation of targeted 1 crore households under the scheme. The residential consumers can register and apply for installations of rooftop solar plants under the scheme at the national portal www.pmsuryaghar.gov.in. Government has informed the Lok Sabha that Railway has no plans to discontinue unreserved compartments in trains. In a written reply, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, during the current financial year, more than 600 general class coaches have been attached on the Mail Express trains operating with LHB Link Hoffmann-Busch coaches. Keeping in view of the increased demand, he added that Indian Railway has planned to manufacture 10,000 non-EC coaches, including general class and sleeper class coaches. The National Investigation Agency yesterday conducted extensive searches of 22 locations in 6 states in a human trafficking and 4 cyber fraud cases. These states are Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Delhi, Maharashtra and Punjab. NIA in a statement said that the premises of 17 suspects were searched in as part of the ongoing investigations in the case linked with an organized trafficking syndicate engaged in trafficking of Indian youth to Southeast Asian countries. In hockey, in a nail-biting encounter, defending champions India triumphed over Japan with a 3-2 scoreline in the Men's Junior Asia Cup 2024 hockey tournament in Muscat, Oman yesterday. This victory marks India's second consecutive win in Pool A following their dominant 11-0 opening against Thailand. India's goals came from a penalty corner rebound by Thokchum Kingson Singh and subsequent strikes of Rohit and Arijit Singh. Japan's Niyo Sato responded with 2 goals from penalty corners. The deep depression in South Bay of Bengal is expected to move northwards from today and will cross between Mahabalipuram and Puducherry on 30th morning. The warning of heavy rainfall in coastal districts of the state continues for 2 more days. The regional head of the Met Department has said that the sea will continue to remain boisterous and strong winds are likely in some of the areas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.